Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today we're going to be talking with Dr. Mary Claire Wunderlich. She is a new psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner who has recently joined our behavioral health services team. Before we do, I have a few announcements that I'd like to share with our listeners. The April Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, or SALT meeting as we refer to them, will be held tomorrow, Thursday, April 3rd, beginning at 9 o'clock at the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. The entrance to the clinic boardroom, I want to mention, is located along the sidewalk between the hospital and clinic, so people can park in the parking lot on the west side and then look for that sidewalk and come through the exterior door. Refreshments will be served, and Van Deest Medical Center personnel will provide free blood pressure checks. The meeting will start at 9:30. We will have announcements from local law enforcement and officials from area agencies, as well as upcoming events from around Hamilton County. Our program will follow and will feature Jade Williams, an adult gerontology primary care nurse practitioner with Van Deest Medical Center. She will present a program on dementia and reducing the risks of dementia through lifestyle changes, education, and proactive strategies. SALT meetings are free and open to the public. The meetings are held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. We certainly hope you will join us for tomorrow's SALT meeting. Also, this Saturday, Fuller Hall Recreation Center will be hosting their 2025 Health and Wellness Fair from 9 to 1. Van Deest Medical Center will be participating as a vendor, so we hope you'll come and check out our table. We'll have some great information about our services, some fun giveaways, and I do want to mention that Fuller Hall has some different presenters that will be offering some educational topics throughout the morning. At 9 o'clock, there's Diabetes Education by Amber Kassler. 10 o'clock is Colon Health, Prevention and Best Practices, presented by Caitlin Larson. At 11 o'clock, we have Heart Health, What is Atrial Fibrillation? Dr. Elise Dewey with Van Deest Family Health Clinic will be the presenter. And she will also be presenting at noon, Breast Cancer Awareness. So some great programming going on as well. We hope you will plan to attend the Health and Wellness Fair. Again, it is free. It is open to the public. A great event from 9 to 1 this Saturday. And again, Van Deest Medical Center will be represented, as will Senior Life Solutions. So we hope you'll stop by. Also, I have mentioned previously, we have a community Easter egg hunt and color run that's coming up. It is going to be held Saturday, April 12th. It will be at Wilson Brewer Park and Train Depot, and we will get things underway promptly at 10 o'clock in the morning. This event is sponsored by Van Deest Medical Center Foundation, Wilson Brewer Park Foundation, and Trinity Lutheran Church, with support from Asbury Methodist Church, the Cat Hut, Sierra's Balloon Creations, and Rue Piper Farms. The Easter egg hunt, like I said, will get started right at 10 o'clock. We have separate hunts that will be held for children ages 0 to 3 years, and then a group for 4 to 7-year-olds, and then 8 to 12-year-olds. There will also be a sensory-friendly and adaptive hunt available for kids and young adults with disabilities. Prizes will be awarded in each age division. And then in addition to the Easter egg hunt, there is a color run for all ages that will begin from the park at 10:30. That is free. There is no cost to participate and no pre-registration is required. We do encourage those that want to do the color run to wear white or light colored clothing. If you're not familiar with the color run, the runners will go through a course that is actually less than a mile long. There will be 5 different stations where they will be powdered with all sorts of color. We hope that we're going to have a great turnout for this event and great weather. I do want to mention from 10 to 11 as well, children will have the opportunity to have their photo taken with the Easter Bunny. There will be live baby animals to meet and greet. There will be face painting, balloon bunny ears, egg coloring, and a cookie frosting station. So again, it should be a terrific community event. We hope that you will come join us. It will be Saturday, April 12th, getting underway at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then lastly, I want to mention another reminder here, but time is running out. We're into the month of April, but great opportunity for scholarships. The Van Deest Medical Center Auxiliary is offering 6 scholarships of $1,000 each to 2025 high school graduates wishing to pursue a career in healthcare. Individuals going back to further their education in the healthcare field will also be considered. Applicants must be a resident of Hamilton County or a graduate of any high school within Hamilton County, currently working or have a parent working at Van Deest Medical Center or any of our clinics at the time of the award. Scholarship application forms are available at each of the area high schools in Hamilton County. They're also available online. The best place to find that is go to our website, www.vandeestmc.org, and the application is there. Deadline for the application form is April 15th, so you want to make sure that you get that filled out and get it postmarked by the 15th. And with that, I think we're ready to start into our program. As I mentioned, very delighted to have Mary Claire Wunderlich joining us for today's program. She is a new psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner offering services at Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Webster City. She strives to provide a new and compassionate approach to mental health services, including assessment, medication management, and therapy services for individuals of all ages. Good morning and welcome, Mary Claire.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us on the program today. Let's get started. Why don't you just share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like Lori said, my name is Mary Claire Wunderlich, and I am from the Mason City, Clear Lake area. I went to school to get my associate's degree in nursing back in 2018, and started working as an RN at that time. And then I transferred to the University of Iowa, where I got my bachelor's in nursing. And then finally, my doctorate in nursing was completed in August of 2024. I've worked inpatient at the hospital since about 2019 up until starting this job here in Webster City.
Great. So what led you to pursue your advanced level practitioner degree?
You know, it's interesting. I think when I first went into healthcare, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted out of it or what I was going to accomplish necessarily. But I think when I first started seeing patients and understanding a little bit more about their situation, I really had a desire to increase my knowledge. So hopefully could just provide better care and continue on that path of helping them. So I think for me, it was just the ability to know more and do more with that education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's such a need for behavioral health services. And we're going to be talking in today's program kind of about the difference in the services you provide and, you know, what you can offer to patients. But for listeners, it's just such a terrific addition to have you join our team. Again, much needed services. And so we're thrilled that you're here.
Thank you.
Your role in particular is very specialized, and our listeners may be curious to know how being a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner differs from a regular nurse practitioner. Maybe talk a little bit about that and provide some clarification.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that typically within the patient population that we see, I think people are becoming more comfortable with the idea of the mid-level providers. So those being like nurse practitioners or physician assistants. I would say in regards to the difference between the mental health nurse practitioner, you know, there's just a more specialized focus on some of these things that we're treating. So I think when patients have gone in and seen a primary care provider, whether, you know, doctor, nurse practitioner, they're able to provide some general treatment for basic mental health concerns. But when you look at the mental health nurse practitioners, we just have more advanced training, maybe more knowledge, more understanding of kind of how the medications and the treatments available can work to tailor to meet the needs that patients are having.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. And you kind of started down talking about, like, started down that path talking about some of the services that you offer, medication management. You also offer some therapy services. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the different types of services you do offer and provide within the scope of your practice.
Yeah. So I think mental health assessment is a big one. Again, one of the differences being we're really trained to look and see what different concerns somebody might be dealing with and maybe what the best aspect of treatment would be for that. Medication management, as you discussed, so providing medication for a variety of different concerns, whether that be treatment of depression, anxiety, maybe like ADHD, we see quite a bit of that. Do some lab testing, looking at general labs for people, seeing if that might contribute to concerns that a patient could be having. And then finally, like you mentioned, the therapy aspect. So we do offer some general psychotherapy, talk therapy, some basic principles of that, and want to provide the best combination of all those things for patients as possible.
Yeah, definitely depending on, you know, what it is they're dealing with and really what is the best treatment plan for them.
Yes, and I definitely like to keep that very individualized too. I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all method by any means. Each person's going to come in with a different set of concerns or symptoms, things that, you know, maybe are affecting their life. And so we want to look at that in the most individualized aspect as possible to make the best course of treatment for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about the patients that you served? I in my intro mentioned seeing patients of all ages, but maybe talk about the demographics of your practice.
Yeah, so I am actually specialized or certified, I should say, to treat across the lifespan. At this time, I am seeing patients ages 8 and up, and then all the way through the geriatric population as well. So it's a good mix of all ages, and I enjoy the diversity that seeing children all the way through older adults brings. It's fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Are there any specialized areas or maybe particular areas of interest within your training and education or experience that you wish to share with listeners?
You know, I think I take a really holistic aspect of care and in treating across the lifespan. Again, like I said, just finding that individualized approach for each person that's going to work the best for them. I have some training in some therapies for borderline personality disorder as well as anxiety and depression. And so working with patients to figure out multiple aspects to target the symptoms that they experience is really of high interest to me. Treating mood, treating, you know, those daily things that impact people's lives and finding a way that we can change that for the better for them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, you are not a new face to Van Deese Medical Center, so our listeners may not be aware of that. Maybe talk a little bit about what led you back to Van Deese Medical Center.
Yeah, so I was a student at the University of Iowa for about 4 years, yeah, in the doctoral program there, and they connect you to clinical rotations each year. So I was fortunate enough to be placed at Van Deese with Julie Trout, one of the other psych mental health nurse practitioners, and she was a phenomenal person to learn from and work with. I got to meet a lot of the staff here at Van Deese Medical Center and meet maybe some of you that have seen her in the past. It was just a wonderful experience. So when this opportunity came my way, I didn't really have any doubt in my mind that this is somewhere that I would want to practice, and feel really fortunate to be a part of the team here at Van Deese.
Yeah, that is so great to hear. And it has been wonderful to welcome Mary Claire back to our team. As she mentioned, she had the opportunity to work with Julie Trout, who is part of our behavioral health services team. And just love that we were able to recruit you back. How has it been since you started? You just started in really in the last month.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. You know, getting that first job out of school, I think, has some has its challenges as well as its reward, right? But it's truly wonderful to be here. I think I couldn't have picked a better place to work with better people. It's really rewarding to meet the patients and get to know more about each one of them that's come in, and to just start building relationships with people here in this community. I really feel fortunate to be here. So it's been a good start.
Great to hear. So you're starting off fairly new, so it's hard. You're building your practice. If I were to ask about your practice philosophy, what would you share? What do you feel is important for patients to know about you and your practice?
You know, I think that for myself as a practitioner, my biggest goal would be to help patients find resilience and balance in their life. Take a very patient-centered approach, like I said, so really wanting to listen and understand what your concerns are as the patient, focusing in on things like body, mind, and spirit, along with looking at like the environmental and social factors that impact life, and then just really making an individualized treatment plan that feels comfortable for you. So, for example, I know some people aren't as comfortable with medications on board right away and would prefer more of the therapy side of things or looking at some other courses of treatment, and that's great. You know, I want to work with each person to do what's comfortable for them, whereas other people, you know right away what they're looking for in regards to treatment, and that's also something I can work with. So I would say really just that patient-centered approach, wanting to help people find balance that works for them, their routine, their lifestyle, just to really help you feel your best.
And hearing you say this, that applies to everyone. You know, so then my next question, I think, so to the person that's maybe tuning in with us and maybe has considered that they could use some extra support, maybe they need to seek help. I think quite often, and this doesn't matter if it's for general health care or if it's, mental health services, that I think the biggest challenge for people is making that first step and, you know, maybe making the appointment and who to go to. A lot of times is, I don't even know where to start. I don't know if I should go here, if I should see this person. What would you say to the person that is listening out there? If they're having some struggles and they're just not sure, what's the next step? What should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think first and foremost, getting yourself connected to the right people and the right support system is going to be huge. So obviously, wherever you have support available to you, whatever that looks like, that's great. We would love to have the opportunity to care for you here at Van Deese Medical Center. Typically, that looks like calling the clinic and scheduling a visit. So an initial visit with me is usually about an hour long. Lots of questions. It's kind of just a time for us to get to know each other, understand a little bit more about your background, maybe the different circumstances that you face in your everyday life. So then I can kind of help you move forward and figure out what that treatment plan really looks like. Mm-hmm. But again, I would say just getting connected to the support system. And if you're at a point that you're not comfortable with that appointment right away, you know, what community resources are there? What, you know, steps or people in your life are there to be connected to as a first step, then maybe while you're waiting to get that appointment.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I like that you share that, because sometimes I think people, you know, they don't know if they need medication, sometimes people already have in their minds, by gosh, I just need some medication to feel better. First place is making that initial appointment and then talking through that and seeing what that looks like.
Yes. And I do want to be clear in saying that, you know, coming in to my office, for example, it's not a forcing of medication. It's not a forcing of therapy. If you come in for that initial visit and you realize that, you know, you need some more time or you want to think about the options presented to you, that's always an option for you. So not rushing you to make any decisions, just want to provide you with the best information available so then you can move forward as you see fit.
Terrific. Thank you. You did touch on this as we've been talking about your practice a little bit, but some of the more common diagnoses that you treat, that you see in people.
I'd say major depression is a big one. Anxieties of different kinds, bipolar disorder, ADHD in both adults and children, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder. I'd say those are some of the common things most commonly seen in my practice in general so far and what people are coming in for. But again, I wouldn't, if it's related to mental health or well-being, I wouldn't rule it out as something that we can work together to try to find treatment for. So if I didn't just mention it there on that list, it doesn't mean it's, you know, off the table for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
That's just skimming the surface.
It really is. And, you know, I am a firm believer, you know, our mental health is connected to our physical health. And so even some people that are having some struggles with their mental health, it what they could be feeling is more affecting their physical health. And so talking about all those processes and how they are affected by, you know, whatever it is they're going through, it's all part of that picture.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, as I say so many times on this program, general awareness of services is huge. We want patients to know that treatment options are available for those who struggle with mental health issues. What recommendations, Mary Claire, would you have for those who are experiencing anxiety, depression, mental health issues? What would you share?
You know, I think, again, like I just mentioned a little bit ago, the staying connected is so important. So I think when any of us have experienced a mental health issue, which I would guess is almost everyone, it's easy to want to isolate yourself. So I'd say as best that you can, staying connected, whether that be to a family member, a friend, a healthcare provider, somebody that you feel is a trusted individual in your life, staying connected is important, you know, and then at the point that you are ready for that next step, I think getting some help, just being comfortable to recognize that in yourself, that it's not wrong or bad, or you didn't fail to ask for that help, and just partner with somebody who maybe has the knowledge or the expertise to help you get to the place that you're feeling better and really achieve that optimal part of life again, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that does even go back to you. I'm glad you really phrased it that way, because I think for a lot of people, the challenge is making that taking that first step, and realizing that support, help is needed, and making the call, you know, or going online to make that appointment. We do make it very easy for patients, and we have different ways that we can offer appointments to patients too. So I want to make sure that we're talking about that. Maybe if you would, Mary Claire, share your schedule of when you're available and how you're available.
Yes. So I am available Monday through Thursday, and my appointments start at 7:30 in the morning and go all the way until 4:30 in the afternoon. So really can tailor to maybe the, you know, those of you that have to get to work could see, do a patient before work, or maybe for school age kids that after school time is available. And I can see patients both in person here at Vandy's Family Health Clinic, and as well as virtually online. So I just do ask to see people in person for that initial visit. And then from there, we can schedule virtually via telehealth, whether your phone or computer from home, wherever that's most easily accessible. for you. And I will mention this too, if for anyone that maybe has seen me already as a provider, very goal focused. So again, just tying back into that last question too, when we think of setting goals, I think people think of really large goals, and that there's nothing wrong with that. But I think for yourself in your mental health journey, you know, even just listening today, what's one really small goal that you can accomplish? You know, maybe that is scheduling an appointment for yourself or for your child or your spouse, but maybe it's just taking some time to spend in the sun for 5 or 10 minutes. Maybe it's giving yourself 5 minutes of alone time, or taking time to just prioritize yourself in your day, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be a big goal. It doesn't have to be lofty, but just something that you can do today to really contribute back towards your mental health and well-being, and taking steps towards bettering that. I think it's huge. So
Some excellent words shared there, Mary Claire. Prioritize yourself. Again, look in the mirror, and the person you see, love that person. So whether it is taking 5 minutes to enjoy some fresh air and sunshine, maybe it's giving yourself a gift of an appointment that you know is needed, whatever that looks like, you know, start today and every day, make yourself a priority. Mm-hmm. So excellent. I'm so thrilled you shared that, Mary Claire. So to get to know you a little bit on a personal level, when you're not seeing patients, what do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, let's see here. I am getting married in July, so I've been busy planning a wedding. But besides that, I definitely enjoy spending time with my fiance and his girls. I have two puppies at home, so they keep me busy and on my toes all the time. We really enjoy traveling, being outdoors. We're getting to that time of year where I feel like you can just enjoy your time outside, whether that's on the front porch with your coffee or going on a walk, just being out in the sunshine. So definitely find ways to pass the time when I'm not at work, but say wedding planning is probably the biggest thing. Yes. Right now.
It's coming right up. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting. A new job and a wedding and all sorts of things, but truly I can't express enough. I'm just excited to be on board here at Vandy's Medical Center, and I really look forward to having the opportunity to meet more of you in the community and get more involved as time goes on. So
fantastic. Thank you for joining us today, Mary Claire. I do want to mention appointments are available. You can call Vandy's Family Health Clinic to schedule an appointment with Mary Claire Wunderlich at 515-832-7800, or you can go online to our website, vandyeastmc.org, and schedule online. Thank you, and wonderful to have you on our team. Thanks so much, Mary Claire.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.
You too. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Vandy's Medical Center, where our focus is you.